With just a few weeks before the onset of the rains for the cropping season, farmers who spoke to Studio 7 said the Grain Marketing Board, which has the monopoly of buying grain from farmers across the country, has incapacitated them and they cannot go back to the fields. Saram Hindu, a Shirugi farmer, said, by now should have dry planted some of her grains as she been paid by the GMB. Mindu says she's stranded as she has no money to buy inputs.
I'm not motivated anymore to send my grain at GMB just because I've not been given my money since last year. They are giving me minor reasons. So I don't have money to buy seed and fertilizer, which is a very big problem, yet they've got my money of last year.
Chipo Gandiwa, a resettled farmer from Turumans, told Studio 7 that the GMB's failure to pay farmers on time, coupled with climate change conditions, will cause Zimbabwe to be in perennial hunger.
I walk a long distance to our GMB, but they are just telling us that the money is not there. So I am very angry because I have no seeds, I have no fertilizer.
Amon Mabikwa, another farmer from Chirumanzu, said they were failing to make ends meet. He cannot even pay school fees for his children.
We, some of us are full-time farmers, and this is the money that we use to buy inputs. We are compromised when we are not getting paid. In other words, it doesn't make sense to keep on delivering our grain to the GMB because it's not paying. I struggled to raise exam fees for my kids, and at this time, I don't have money for buying inputs.
Agronomist Dennis Mbofana told Studio 7 that the GMB should have found alternative means of ensuring that farmers adequately prepare for the 2015-2016 farming season.
I think it's a sad situation what is being done by the Grain Marketing Board, because as you can appreciate, farmers are now supposed to prepare for 2015-2016 season, and most of these farmers that grow maize will be basing on such funds. So I think the Grain Marketing Board is supposed to avail funds to the farmers so that they start preparing for the 2015-2016 season. Even if they don't have the money, they can maybe have an alternative of giving them inputs, fertilizer and the seed for them to plant and prepare for the next season.
Bofana further explained that the country will not be able to produce enough for the nation if GMB continues to shortchange them.
The other thing that you also need to factor in is the issue of climate change. So the earlier the better, the earlier the farmers plant their crops, the better. So the delay is very bad, and which might lead to hunger in the next coming year. So the GMB need to act now.
Earlier this month, Agriculture, Mechanization and Development Minister Joseph Made said the government had started mobilizing resources to pay the farmers.
Treasury has instructed, that is the Minister of Finance, working together with the Reserve Bank, are already mobilizing resources for this week so that we start paying the farmers for the maize and small grains that have already been delivered to the Grain Marketing Board.
But farmers are still to receive their payments. Despite the promises and with a plummeting economy, there are no indications that anything is being done to do with their plight. The GMB owes farmers about 15 million for grain delivered during the 2014-2015 agricultural season. According to the World Food Programme, Zimbabwe produced much less maize in 2014-2015 agricultural season compared to the previous year due to drought, which was particularly severe in the south of the country. According to a report published in July 2015 by the Zimbabwe Vulnerability Assessment Committee, some 1.5 million, 16% of the rural population, will have insufficient means to meet their minimum food needs during the 2015-2016 lean season. Farmers said With the GMB failing to meet its obligation to pay them on time, the anger situation in the country is not likely to improve anytime soon. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.